हरे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाषदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। When I met with Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj in Berlin and told him that I was just searching the scriptures for the first meeting of Radha and Krishna, he asked me to tell you this incident during this mela, during this festival. I will tell you this about this pastime now, and we'll make a few related points how Krishna deals with his devotees while I tell this pastime. And then I will attempt to tell you also a few simple rules how you can meet Krishna in your chanting. I have again brought my orchestra with me. That means when the orchestra starts, you must be very attentive. In the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful episode where Krishna explains a little bit why he is sometimes absent from his devotees. He explains how Krishna intentionally sometimes does not reveal himself but remains distant in order to increase the devotees' love for him.
Он объясняется, почему Кришна сознательно не появляется, находится на расстоянии от преданных для того, чтобы увеличить любовь преданных.
It was after Krishna had disappeared from the gopis whom he had called for the rasa dance into the forests of Vrindavan, where the gopis asked him why he did this to them.
Это случилось после того, как Кришна исчез из поля зрения гопи, после того, как он позвал их на танец раса в лес Вриндавана. Гопи спросили его, почему он это сделал.
Why had he first called them and then disappeared from them?
Почему он сначала их позвал, а потом ушел?
I feel this is a significant question because also in some ways, quite different ways, but some similar ways, we all have been called to start our spiritual life in earnestness. But sometimes we go through these periods where Krishna seems so distant.
И подобным же образом, конечно же, совсем по-другому, но есть что-то в этом сходное. Мы тоже почувствовали этот зов Кришны и со всем желанием пошли на этот зов. Но бывают периоды в нашей жизни, когда Кришна кажется очень-очень далеким.
You know, now we are all together and we feel so encouraged in our Krishna consciousness, but there were times before, and most probably there will be times after this meeting, where we feel Krishna is so far away from us.
Но были моменты раньше, и наверняка будут еще моменты в будущем, когда мы будем чувствовать, что Кришна очень далек от нас.
So when his dearest devotees, the gopis, asked Krishna why he had disappeared from them, Krishna looked on the floor and then he very, very, in a very soft voice, explained his mind to them.
Кришна посмотрел на землю и очень-очень тихо, медленно начал объяснять, почему это сделал.
He said that Krishna sometimes disappears from his devotees not to give pain to them, but to increase their love and eagerness for him.
Кришна объяснил, что иногда он исчезает из поля зрения своих преданных, для того, чтобы доставить им боль, для того, чтобы увеличить их любовь и желание обладать им.
And he says sometimes he does not respond to the devotional efforts of his devotees in order to increase those very efforts.
И он сказал, что иногда он не отвечает на усилия преданности своих преданных для того, чтобы эти усилия еще усилить.
We all know this is true. When something is in the distance, we give our very best to attain it.
Мы знаем, если что-то очень далеко от нас, то мы прилагаем огромные усилия для того, чтобы достичь этого.
But when something is so easily obtained and so easily within reach, we lose our intensity of effort.
Но если что-то очень легко доступно, то мы теряем
in most human relationship, a man will kill himself in order to get the favor of a girl, like jump from a bridge with bungee lines, pick 1,000 roses and put them before the door of his beloved, etc. But when they are in married to each other, they after some time, the only words he has for his girl is "You smell from the mouth."
Иногда возлюбленный пытается завоевать сердце своей любимой. Он готов бить себя. Он прыгает с банджо. Он готов где-то найти тысячи роз. Но когда они уже женятся, то единственное, что можно услышать от него, что у тебя изо рта воняет.
Hare Krishna. This is human reality.
Это реальность.
Yeah. So, Krishna wants that our love and our surrender to him is increased in his absence.
Кришна хочет, чтобы наша любовь, наша предача ему увеличилась, когда он не является перед нами.
He draws the best out of us and makes us rich in bhakti.
Он самое лучшее, позволяет самым лучшим качествам проявляться в нас, и таким образом мы благодаряем свою бхакти.
Once, Lalita and Vishakha, the beautiful girlfriends of Radha, came to Radha
однажды Лалита и Шакра прекрасные подруги Радхи пришли к ней.
Come quick to the window of your palace room and see to the west. From there the beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj returns with his cows and he moves and passes by your palace. Radharani immediately ran towards the window. From the moment where she had heard these two syllables, Krishna, she felt her heart magically drawn towards Krishna. And when she now looked out of the window, seeing Krishna return from a day of cow herding, she was flooded with the waves of his beauty and fainted. Her girlfriends awoke her again, and she again looked out of the window. And this time she said, "Is that a dark cloud with a rainbow and a lightning flash?" And Lalita answered, "O bewildered girl, what you think of the rain cloud is the beautiful dark body of Krishna." And what you think is the flash and the rainbow is his beautiful golden dhoti and his peacock feather. From that day, Srimati Radharani could not think of anything else than Krishna. She couldn't sleep any longer. She had no other place in her mind than the place for the dark rain cloud, Krishna. Finally, she asked one of her girlfriends, Chandranana, "How can I attain Krishna? Tell me the means, please." Chandranana thought very deeply. And after some time she said, "There's only one way. You have to worship one of Krishna's most dear devotees." Who do you think we have to worship to obtain Krishna? Radharani? So you're suggesting Radharani should worship herself to obtain Krishna? You have not thought deep enough today. Yes. So what else? Tulasi. Are you thinking enough today? Vityananda. Oh, it's long, long before Nityananda and Prabhupada. Maybe some of you would say, we have to worship Bhakti Vigyan Goswami. It's long before. Govardhan. Those who have said you have to worship Tulasi are very, very expert. But those who have said Prabhupada, Lord Nityananda and so on are also expert in their, they are great scholars. Because, yes, you can reach God by worshipping His most beloved servant. So Chandanana identified Tulsi as Krishna's very, very dear servant. Chandanana instructed Srimati Radharani why Tulsi is such a dear servant. She is Vrinda Devi who takes on the form of a sacred plant. Krishna can be offered the most beautiful Russian cakes, but he is not so impressed only when you place one little tulasi leaf on your offering, then it becomes relishable to Krishna. All the holy rivers are on one leaf of tulsi. She is so special. All the holy places are situated on tulsi. One who sees tulasi, touches her, waters her, plants her, speaks about her, immediately becomes very attractive to Krishna. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has instituted the daily worship of Tulasi Devi in all of his temples. And we sing, Nayane Hiribo Sada Yugaru Parasi. O Tulsi, please give me the eyes to see the divine couple Radha and Krishna. I think here we also have Tulasi Puja. Because if you do this, you will attain Krishna. So, Srimati Radharani immediately had a round pavilion constructed in the midst of a Kitaki forest, and performed every day the Aratik to Tulasi Devi and watered Tulasi. After the time of only 40 days, the devatas started to come into the sky. And all of a sudden, visible to all the gopis and Srimati Radharani and the devatas, there appeared in the most brilliant form Srimati Tulasi Devi in her womanly form. And she said to Srimati Radharani, O Radha, I know what you want. You want to attain Krishna. Very soon, Krishna will come to you. And then Tulasi Devi again disappeared. Radharani counted the days. When is Krishna coming? Not passing by my palace, but coming. And Krishna decided to come. But he also decided to test the love of Srimati Radharani. My dear devotees, you also will be tested. How sincere is your love? How deep is your Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said the time of our test is when Krishna comes as a form of death into our life. Mrityu sarvaharasham. Yes. So one day Srimati Radharani was walking in her palace. Can we hear you loud enough? Are you fully concentrated? Half, huh? So please get on full. Full volume of concentration. One day, Radharani was walking in her palace. It was a beautiful palace built by her father, King Vrishabhanu. There were many arches, columns, and flags on the rooftop. And there was an inner part, an inner court, which was reserved for Radha. This inner court was covered with Shirisa flowers. They are pinkish. Radharani walked in the open court. There were fountains which had a beautiful, and they are made of jewels. Srimati Radharani was with her most wonderful friends, but she was not happy. She was thinking, when does Krishna come? Something is wrong with the sound, no? Can you hear it also? Or should with your sound? Should why don't we give this microphone? It's a very. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is much clearer. Because now we need to really, it's now the meeting of Radha and Krishna. We need an extra microphone for this.
Речь идет о встрече Шри Радхи и Кришны, и нам нужен особый микрофон для этого.
So Srimati Radharani then receives a news. There is a beautiful girl outside. She says her name is Gopa Devata and she wants to see you. Okay, says Radha. Maybe she has news of Krishna. And as she looks towards the entrance of this court, she sees the most beautiful girl coming into, walking to the path which leads to her eyes. This girl is no one else than Krishna. Krishna who's taken the form of a lady to test the love of Srimati Radharani before he reveals himself. Oh, says Radha, I've never seen you in this area. Where do you live? I'm living north of Krishna's capital, Nandagram. And I'm looking for your friendship. As I see you, says Radharani, I'm reminded so much of Krishna. I also look for your friendship. And the whole day they discuss with each other. They walk through the inner courtyard together. They throw balls at each other and catch them. Radharani soon begins to talk about all the desires which are deep in her heart. But in the evening, the mysterious newcomer, Gopa Devata, has shocking news. She says, I'm leaving now. I have an appointment to milk cows north of Krishna's capital town. I must help my brothers. Radharani says, how can you leave me now where our friendship has just begun? But Gopa Devata said, I have to serve the cows, it's my dharma. I will come tomorrow back. And she goes. Radharani was on the mountain of happiness. Now she falls down into the valley of sadness. The whole night she only sees Gopa Devata's beautiful form before her eyes. The whole night she hears her soft words. And she thinks that I only feel like this towards Krishna. In the morning, Krishna in the form of Gopadevata returns. But he looks, she looks very sad. This morning, Gara says, come with me on a swing so that we can relieve ourselves from the night by swinging a little. And then Radharani says, why do you look so sad today? Oh, says Gopadevata, when I returned to in the direction of Nandagram, I met that rascal Krishna. Krishna said to me that he needed tax from my carrying yogurt. And when I said, I never pay tax here, and who gives you the right to demand it? Krishna impudently said, I'm the prince of Vrindavan. And when I didn't want to give him yogurt, he just took a stone, broke the yogurt pot, and ate my yogurt. It's shocking what he did. He behaved like an ordinary thief. I have heard that Krishna from the beginning is a criminal. When he was a little child, his mother had enough butter, but he went to the houses of others to steal the butter. He's a thief. I can't understand why people in Braj worship him. I can't understand that even you, Radharani, have a high opinion of him like you told me yesterday. He's an ordinary thief. I have seen it. And that's why I'm sad. Radharani said, you foolish girl. You do not know that the highest devatas, like Brahma and Shiva, want to just catch a ray which comes from the toenail of Krishna. That's how much they like to see Krishna. Krishna is in addition very pious because he is all day bathed in the dust which is raised by the cows which he herds. And Krishna is serving his devotees. He fulfills their desire. So Krishna, in the form of Gopadevata, got goose pimples of ecstasy when he heard how Radharani praised him. That's one of Krishna's things. When he sees devotees coming together and praising him, He comes to those devotees who are not asleep. He comes to the heart of these devotees. Gopadevata now said, "Ha! I don't believe that Krishna fulfills the desires of his devotees. If you can call him here and prove that Krishna comes when you call for him, only then I believe you." Rani says, "I don't know if this is in your interest." Today, when you came and were so sad, I had decided in my heart to give you a present. I believe that when one is a friend to someone, one should give him everything when he needs it, the other friend. And when you were so sad, I thought in my heart, I give you my palace, so that you don't have to live north of Nandagram. But if Krishna comes, then I will give him everything. And you will not get anything. "I don't care," said Krishna in the form of Gopadevata. "Just prove to me that Krishna fulfills the desires of his devotees by bringing him here, which is your desire. You want to meet Krishna." So Radharani began to sit down. And she started to meditate about Krishna. And then she also began to chant his holy names. Krishna looked at Radharani in her deep meditation. Krishna saw how she was perspiring. Finally, Krishna could not keep his disguise as the lady Gopadevata any longer. Suddenly he changed his form into the Krishna form and stood before Radharani and touched her shoulder. "I am here. I know you have always wanted my association. Now I'm here for you." My dear devotees, this is also how Krishna will appear to us. He will first test us if we really want him. Even he will test us if we still want him when the whole world discourages us. Like Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj told us today that if you are a devotee, the world will protest against you. The world is not constructed to welcome Krishna, but it is a prison house which wants to exist separate from Krishna.
Чтобы приветствовать Кришну, это тюрьма, которая
So when you turn to Krishna, there will be, you will turn against the current of the world. Krishna will test you, especially when you chant His holy name. Krishna is especially close when you think He is very far away. He is very close when you are not experiencing the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. Because He wants to test you, how steadfastly are you? How determined are you? Are you a sunshine devotee? Or are you an all-weather devotee? Someone who is a sunshine person is only happy when the sun shines, and when it rains he is depressed and needs a mental institute. So the sunshine devotee is only happy when he has food and sleep. The all-weather devotee is also a devotee even in difficult times. So I'm a little long again. It takes all double time with this translation. Let me just finish by giving you six simple rules how you can do your japa as a fulfilled practice. So that you can go even through that you can be an all-weather chanter. So I will go very quickly through these six rules, which will help you. Those who are accustomed to take notes, now is your time. If you want to have a good day of chanting, it's important that you prepare yourself the day before. Go early into bed. Don't eat one ton of Russian cake in the night. Eat light. And go to bed with the idea that tomorrow you will rise a little bit earlier and chant good rounds. This is called sankalpa. Or in modern psychology, mental preparation. Whatever is your last thought before you go into the bed will be your first thought when you wake up. Then create a good place for your chanting. When you are at home, I highly recommend that you bring a photo of Tulasi Devi. Some of you who have a good hand with Tulasi Devi scare might even have a Tulasi plant in their homes and get the blessings of Tulasi.
могут иметь даже тулости дома и получать благословение тулости.
Then, as you enter into the chanting experience, think a little bit about your relationship to Krishna before you start.
И прежде чем вы начнете воспевать, подумайте о ваших взаимоотношениях с Кришной, прежде чем вы начнете воспевать.
Then sit properly. Did you know that your posture influences your mind? A weak posture makes a weak mind. Have you ever seen someone very depressed when he was like in this posture? You know, when he was like, you can't be depressed when you are like this. The mind doesn't know how to do it. My dear Russian devotees who come from a country which is very often very depressed.
Мои дорогие русские преданные, которые приехали сюда из страны, которая очень часто находится в глубокой депрессии.
Достоевский's depression has become a national disease.
Депрессия Достоевского стала национальной болезнью.
Only when you go like this, then you don't need to do much to become mental.
Если вы такое положение занимаете, вам вообще особо прилагать усилий нужно, чтобы ментально стать.
So, this is, I could talk for one hour about this.
Я могу целый час об этом говорить.
I would talk to you about neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah.
Don't, no, it's all right, it's all right. I don't, will not do this. So, second point. Time, have a good time for this, a good place and a good posture, that is the second point. These were foundational things. Now the chanting starts. And now you will meet most properly one of your worst enemies. Your uncontrolled mind. So what will you do now? You will simply observe a rule from the Gita, from wherever the mind wanders due to his restless nature, gently bring it back.
Просто следуйте правилу, которое Кришна дает Гите, куда бы ум не уходил.
You can bring the mind back very easily by looking at the deities or by looking at the written Hare Krishna mantra. See, when you look at something, you can't think of something.
Если вы смотрите на что-то, вы не можете думать о чем-то.
Can you do me a favor and just move with your eyes left and right?
Сделайте мне одолжение, просто начните двигать свои глаза влево и вправо.
Just look to the right wall and the left wall like me.
Делайте как я, смотрите на левую и на правую стены.
Only the eyes, not the head.
Просто глаза.
And now, let's do a simple mathematical thing.
Давайте сделаем простую математическую задачку.
Fifty plus 27 times 5. Keep moving with your eyes. It's not possible for the mind. He can't think any longer. Because when the mind, when the eye, where the eyes look, there the mind has to go. So we look at the deity. And we look at the mantra card. And you can bring the mind also back by praying a prayer. The fourth is, and I will end here, make connection with Krishna. We spoke in the morning about this, and this making a conscious connection with Krishna. It is my humble request that you simply take these four rules with you into your japa chanting. Prepare yourself the day before. Pick a right time, a good sacred environment with a pure devotee inside, Tulsi. And then concentrate your mind by focusing it on the mantra sound or the written mantra or the deities of Krishna. And then bring your heart to the practice by chanting, by praying to Krishna, establishing a relationship. I wish you all the best that you also may meet Krishna. Never believe your mind who tells you that Krishna is far away. He may be before you in a disguised form. Covered? Hidden form. And he may test you. To bring more love out of you. Hare Krishna. I have also brought with me a few meditations which I want to give you in the evening when we show slides. It's called the Samatha meditation. And you won't believe it, it's in Russian language. One of your God brothers, Bal Keshava Prabhu, has translated this without my knowledge, and then Saranandi gave me a pile of meditations for all of you to meditate. I hope this pastime was satisfying your heart, Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, with Krishna. That takes about 15 minutes. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj has requested me to make a meditation with you. May I ask you, are you tired or is it all right? All right? Yeah, you look now, or you look all right. I would still suggest... Festival. Yeah, it's all right. Let us just, I will make a short exercise to wake you up. So we will just grab high on the toes. You have to reach to the balloons.
Вам нужно достать шарики.
Now we go the other direction.
Сейчас мы в другом направлении.
We let our torso hang.
Мы повесим свое тело, свесим.
Let the arms hang.
Пусть руки висят.
And move it back and forth.
И двигайте телом влево и вправо. Не проблема, если вы метр не достаете до пола. Хорошо. Последнее.
We move our behind and this and back. Like in the Russian army.
Как в русской армии. И ваша задняя часть должна назад. Нужно немножко попотеть.
Окей.
Хорошо.
I'm very sorry. This helps the blood to circulate. This one, all the bridge buses do in the morning. Yes, yes, which we did. So let's now be serious. I want to make a little meditation in which you can understand how you are different from the body. And then I want to request you to experience the power of the Holy Name. I request you to look a little bit around in the room. And when you are ready, close your eyes. Try to adjust your posture.
Пожалуйста, постарайтесь сесть в хорошее положение.
Someone will have to close yeah, that also that door, that no sound is there. Try to observe your breath. Whenever you breathe in, you should breathe in into the heart space. And when you breathe out, just breathe out all the tension in you. When you breathe out now, I request you to relax your legs. Just let them become heavier each time you breathe out. Our purpose is to relax, but at the same time be perfectly alert. We will just relax our body. Now relax the trunk of your body. Whenever you breathe out, let your shoulders become heavy. Imagine your body is like a shirt, and it hangs where your shoulders are. Your arms, let them relax by surrendering to gravity. Now your face. There are about 152 muscles in the face which you use for smiling and eating and laughing. Let them now relax. Your body is now like a coat hanging on a hanger. It moves towards gravity. You can surrender your body to Mother Earth. She will hold the body for you. You don't need to hold it any longer. You are not the body. You are inside the body. An eternal spiritual soul. You're somewhere in the heart. Now I request you to imagine that your body is like a cathedral. An ancient church. There are benches on the floor. There's a space above our heads where usually the chandeliers are hanging. And there's a space underneath the dome. Into these three spaces we will now place the sacred mantra or Ram. I will say this sacred mantra one time alone and then we will chant it three times together. Now our attention wanders a little higher. Our attention was in the floor of that cathedral of sound. Now we go to the middle, where the chandelier is. When we sit on a bench, it is over our heads. I will chant alone one time and three times we will chant all together. move higher up. We will move to the area just above, inside the dome. One time just listening, and three times chanting. Ra. Goes and make the sound through the whole building. This building is nothing else than our body, the temple of the soul. I will one time chant alone, and six times we will put this syllable Ram, and we will let it go throughout the whole temple of the soul, the whole body.
Ah.
we remain in our inner space and turn to the one of the most powerful mantras in Kali Yuga.
Мы будем оставаться сейчас в нашем внутреннем пространстве и вернемся к самой могущественной мантре Kali Yuga.
We start with our attention in the benches, sitting in the benches of the Cathedral of Sound.
Мы начнем, направив свое внимание в район скамеек, находящихся в церкви звука.
One time I will chant alone, and three times we will chant together. Gauranga, Gauranga, space. This time we call out to Lord Gauranga. We are in this material world so far away from Krishna. But he has kindly come in his most merciful form as Lord Gauranga. To come to our help. Let us please call out 6 times. One time I will be alone, 6 times we will be together. Gauranga, Gauranga,
Gauranga.
exercise the most blissful, because we will be soon raising our arms just like the devotees at Gauranga's times. This time I request you to give each syllable, if possible, the same length, not that the last syllable is three times as long as the others. Please listen to me one time, and when I request you afterwards to raise your arms and chant Gauranga, then please do so. We will again do it. We will do it four times. I will give you a signal. Gauranga, raise your arms and chant. Gauranga, Gomshiv, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Two more. Gauranga. Gauranga. Two more. Gauranga. Now we will still remain in this inner space, and we will chant all together the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. is possible for you to go with your intention inside your heart. In the same way, it is possible to go with your attention inside the mantra. Imagine the Hare Krishna mantra to be like a flow, a golden flow. A golden stream, and you can go directly in the middle of it. And sir, and just like you can, like just like you are then surrounded by golden colored water, you will be now surrounded by the Maha Mantra. Let us now immediately chant all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Let us now, for a brief moment, just be silent and just sit here in gratitude.
Давайте на короткое время просто побудем в тишине и почувствуем чувство благодарности.
Now I request you to breathe, bring your attention to your in and outgoing breath.
Сейчас я прошу вас сфокусировать свое внимание на дыхании, на вдохе и на выдохе.
And slowly take your hands and rub them.
Возьмите свои руки и начните их тереть одна от другой.
Place them on both of your eyes.
Поместите их на свои глаза.
Then bring the hands away from your eyes and look inside your palms, as if seeing them for the first time.
Следите ладони от своих глаз и посмотрите на ладони, как будто увидите их первый раз.
Then slowly return to room awareness by looking at the room.
Постепенно перейдите свое сознание в эту комнату. Смотря по сторонам.
You might like to stretch yourself a little.
Можете немножко потянуться, размять свои мышцы.
Welcome back in the retreat.
Добро пожаловать на ретрит снова.
So, Hare Krishna, what was this exercise all about? It was about being totally in the mantra. We brought our mind away from the world. And fixed it on the mantra. The more and the longer you can stay with the mantra, you will see that the world will go back in the background and the Krishna conscious world will come in the foreground. One day Krishna will even come so close that he will say, "Here I am, this is how I look." Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Somehow that doesn't sound entirely right to clap after meditation. But absolutely grateful. I have to say my sincere apology to Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, and I really was so absolutely eager to hear him speak this afternoon. Maharaj, according to my time calculation, the time was even right. I just forgot that everything takes double the time because I don't yet know to speak Russian. Hare Krishna. Please announce the ongoing program.
Гаурарати. Богдан, сейчас мы прервемся. Сейчас начнется Гаурарати. И следующая часть мы начнем, когда? В половину или? Сейчас 7 часов. Тогда будет достаточно? Хорошо. Тогда церемония закрытия, слайд-шоу и все остальное начнется где-то в 7:30. Сейчас у нас перерыв. Так что приходите. So in half an hour we have to do that for the tomorrow we will have public.
Is there someone else here who goes to Russia, by the way, to Moscow, after this? Because I have a letter.
Цель достигнута. Сколько? Для этого мы сделали, наверное, 40 фотографий.
Я не знаю. Лёвный вот этот. Я хотел сразу с ним понять.
Antoine.